Joining us is one of the founders of Gospel Fest, Gene Wilson. Gene, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So this is the 20th anniversary of Gospel Fest. What was the initial motivation for this festival?
Well, back in 1992, a couple of choir directors from Celine, Paulette Succi and myself, thought it would be great to pull together communities and churches from other walks of faith and celebrate in music because we have so many different diverse musical traditions. So we contacted Stephen Newby, who then was the gospel director at the University of Michigan. And after several calls and numerous conversations, we put together the vision of pulling together churches and directors from all around the area.
We've heard it said that Sunday is the most segregated day in America. Did this provide some opportunity to perhaps build a bridge racially between different faiths as well?
You know, it really did. As a matter of fact, that phrase is something that Stephen Newby used quite a bit when he started out with us in Gospel Fest. What we actually did once we established some friendships and relationships with other churches is we actually had our church go all the way into Detroit and have church with Messiah Baptist, where Stephen was minister of music at the time. And it really built some amazing bridges besides the amazing friendships that many of us have had for quite a few years. It's just been an amazing experience. I guess that's the best word to use.
Did you find that other churches were receptive to the idea starting off, or did it take a little coaxing?
I think the initial response we got was very receptive, but the receptiveness was simply verbal at that point. It took quite a while to build more and more people to come. But we had people who already were of the same heart, who were very excited about it. And so we got them involved and they spoke to other people and it grew that way.
Now, there's a variety of denominations participating in the festival: Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist, Quaker. What's the range of musical style people will hear at the festival?
Well, we do a lot of traditional black gospel because that's part of what we wanted to bring into this. But we also do some contemporary Christian things that lean more gospel. This year, we're excited to have Vineyard join us. They have a very upbeat band that they utilize in their worship services, a whole different genre of music. And so it's a little bit of everything. And it's taught, some of it is taught by rote still, some of it by word only, and some of it with notation. So it's quite an experience.
What do you hope people who attend Gospel Fest take away from the experience?
I hope that they get a sense of the fact that we have, although we are so diverse in our different ways of worship, that we are all headed in the same direction, that we're all children of the same Creator, that although we have so many differences, we do have that thing at the core of our very being that really says that we are all related and are one. And we get to celebrate it. And this is really a wonderful celebration, a lot of fun, and we hope that the audience also gets involved and takes that back with them to their congregations.
What about the choir members, people who participate in the choir? What do they take away from the experience?
They get an opportunity to work under a lot of different directors, different styles, different kinds of music, and they can actually take some of the music back to their congregations and their choirs if they want to. Sometimes we have full choirs come in and sing with a mass choir, but many times it's just individuals from different congregations who are very interested and moved by this. So it's an opportunity for them to take this back and just share what the possibilities are and share some of this sense of global community that we really have.
Gene, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.